Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so open the show, talking a little college football, the state of Michigan and Michigan State at the midway point, and fans are restless on both fronts. And look, we're getting into the games this weekend. The one great thing about college football is you never know when it's going to college football again. And what I mean by that is, in the past, Gator, college football lent itself to stunning results. And we've already had some this year, like the UCLA over Penn State thing. It's crazy. Stuff can happen that is unexplainable. How does it happen? And the fact is, in the transfer portal NIL world, where guys can move immediately from one school to the next, we should be less surprised when it happens. And in a vacuum, it's come up twice in two segments.
Oh.
When I am
different uses.
In a vacuum, when I am looking at where is college football going to college football again and stun us, you look at the formula of teams that would otherwise be vulnerable. And in a vacuum, I think the most vulnerable team in college football this weekend that could be the victim of a stunning result is Indiana. They went into the biggest game in their program's history. National TV. Never beaten, or 1-72 against top five teams. Nobody loses. Nobody goes into Oregon and wins. And they win. The biggest game they have played in forever. And now they're top five in the country. Everybody's telling them how great they are, and they come home to play, by all accounts, an outmanned opponent.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
That looks to me like a vulnerable team for a letdown. The question is, is Michigan State in any position to take advantage of this?
Well, I mean, I think by history, you would look at a team like that and say, you know, no matter who the coach is, no matter what the team makeup is, it would be vulnerable for the letdown after the massive win they had last week against Oregon, right? You knock off a top three opponent, you're feeling pretty good about yourself. It validates your season. In fact, it validates what you did last year when you were a playoff team and people were complaining that you shouldn't have been there, even though you actually played the opening round's closest game in the playoffs last year.
It was crazy.
So I don't think this is going to be the case. I think they already had that game. That game happened after Illinois. They pounded number 9 Illinois at the time, 63-10. The next week they were at Iowa, and you talked about it. You called it, said this is going to be closer. It's going to be tight, and you were picking Iowa to win, if I'm not mistaken. And it almost happened. They won, but they won 20-15. The offense was not impressive. Defense was great, but the offense was not impressive. And a 5-point victory coming off a 53-point victory is less than impressive. Then they went out to Eugene, Oregon, and took care of the Ducks 30-20. They've already had that lesson learned. And Michigan State's incapable of being the team that can do that. Iowa's a team that could do that to you. Obviously, UCLA is a team that can sneak up on you and do that. For the lower tier teams in the Big Ten or in college football, I guess, but we're just looking at the Big Ten here with Indiana. I don't think Michigan State is that team that can do it. So I wouldn't think Indiana's going to be susceptible to that. I think that their coach is so good that he's going to drum it into their heads that this can't happen, that you've got to follow up the big win with a win that leaves no doubt in your mind. This is a good football team. And the rest of the way, Indiana's schedule is they've got UCLA after Michigan State.
Look out.
I mean, but the way they're playing, you know, they played obviously much better the last couple of weeks. They're revitalized.
That game's in Bloomington, right?
It is in Bloomington, but they're revitalized with a new coach there. Then they're at Maryland, at Penn State, home against Wisconsin, and at Purdue. I mean, Penn State used to look formidable. Then not so much because they lost and they're 3-3 on the year. But not only that, they lost Drew Aller for the season.
Quarterback, yeah.
So that's going to kill. That's totally killing and torpedoing their chances of doing anything. So Indiana has a pretty easy schedule the rest of the way to get to the Big Ten championship game. This is a team that is going to, if you're Kurt Cignetti and you're not preaching that we need to win every game, take every game seriously because we have a chance at a special season here, then he's the wrong guy for the job. And I don't think he's the wrong guy for the job.
I mean, they could win the whole thing. I'm just saying, I think a little bit, programs always say this, that, you know, hey, and I'm not around the Michigan State program like I am the Michigan program, so I'm just kind of observing from afar. But programs generally say, we're in a cocoon, we don't pay attention to what's said out there.
But they do.
And if they've heard it, I think in both cases, the heat that's coming in on their coaches, maybe we find out a little bit about how much the players love their coach. Like how, because it's hard to win at football. You have to be digging deep at all times with effort and fight and tenacity. And if you're not, you can get embarrassed. And I think this is one of those questions for both teams a little bit. Again, there's more heat in East Lansing. There's an Ann Arbor, but there's heat in both places. Is how much do you love your coach? And if you are in a cocoon and you're not aware of what's being said and all that, then you know they don't know. But
I think one of the biggest hindrances to sustained success is lack of continuity. If you're constantly recycling in new players and new assistant coaches, it's hard to get consistency if you don't maintain the continuity. If you're recycling players all the time, look, college football, you're doing that anyway because of 4 years. But now with the transfer portal, it's year to year.
Yep.
You're changing up dramatically a roster. And Michigan State has been no different, no stranger to that. They've really changed it up year to year. And it can help when you get great players. But I think it can hurt you if you don't. If you get good players but not great players and you know they're going to leave after a year or after 2 years, you've got no time to build it up. And it's really troubling because on the other side of that, your recruiting classes, if those players aren't playing, then they're bound to leave. because you're constantly bringing in new guys that, hey, I think I got a chance to compete for a starting job this year. Oh, no, they just got a transfer from Wake Forest. I can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, look, okay, so as far as Michigan's concerned, you know, I make stubborn predictions and stick by them and go down with the ship. And I thought this team had a high ceiling, and maybe they do, maybe they don't. Every once in a while, I'm like, oh, there it is. And I'm like, oh, maybe not. I think this season will be dictated by what happens on Saturday. Washington, people need to understand how good Washington is. They're not at the top of the Big Ten, but they're really good. And Damon Williams, the quarterback, is better than you want him to be. And if you look at Michigan's season, the two losses at Oklahoma and at USC, which, to be fair, they're both good teams, and those are tough places to play, but they both have mobile quarterbacks. They got to John Mateer once. They sacked him once. They didn't sack Jaden Maeva once. And now Damon Williams is more elusive than all of them. Now, you know, it's not that he doesn't have his faults. I think ball security, he holds it loosely. I think he has sometimes trouble seeing receivers downfield. But he did throw for 400 yards against Rutgers last Saturday and rush for like 140. So, you know, 540 yards of total offense is a decent day against any opponent. But this guy, I think, is more elusive than these other two quarterbacks they've played. And they've got size at the wide receiver spot. They're getting healthy defensively. They did give up a ton of yards to Rutgers, and they stiffened in the red zone, and Rutgers made mistakes. But, you know, this game, if they win it, I think they can get back on track, get some momentum, feel good about themselves. And if they lose it, you know, we'll see if the wheels come off. I think that this is a fulcrum game for Michigan. It is going to tell the tale the rest of the season.
I think it's interesting. You look at the Rutgers game, and Calakmanis, the quarterback from Rutgers, threw for 386, just to be precise of how good they were offensively. It was mostly through the air. They had over 100 yards rushing, but for 4 yards a carry against Washington. Washington's defense held Ohio State to 350 yards in offense. So their defense is capable of doing against high-end talent. Well, you're right. Washington's not a joke, and with a dynamic quarterback, it's always going to be troublesome. And when you have a little bit of a blueprint of how to dominate Michigan at the line of scrimmage, like what they saw last week, you know, that's not a good thing for Michigan, and it's a better thing for teams that actually have offensive talent like Washington does. You're right. I think this weekend's a very, very, very important game for Michigan when it comes to their season, because in order to have any hope of getting to the college football playoff, they've got to beat Washington to set up the massive showdown that they'll have at the end of the season.
248-539-9797. Okay. Go to the NFL Blitz thingy next. It is Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.